My work is my playtime. I need you to understand and to stay fine. Do this and I just might wipe you. Let me poke your mind, write you. Fuck your life. I don't really think I drank enough tonight. Looking at you, make me wanna fuck for life. Lame ass dudes gon' suck tonight. But so with these girls, am I wrong or right? Girl, do something to me. Nah, baby, you way too hood for me. Y'all girls have never been good for me. Watch a nigga take over, mute me. I wanna bust with the lights on. Hey girl, let a python slide on. Stay sick, infect me, Lysol. I'm on the edge, they hoping that I might fall. I make it work, I'm running with a new crew. And we do dope shit you ain't used to. For me, by me, fuck foo boo. This girl never heard of me, go and check YouTube. I got a house with a dope view. See the ocean, dope shit. You an 06, I'm an 02. But enough about high school. I'm getting laid, or I'm getting lied to. You must stand in camera.
Hey, alright, now it is going.
Yes, we got it going now.
Right on, alright. Oh, well, that was Childish Gambino. Yeah. Who, for those of you who don't know, is Donald Glover, which is one of the guys off of Community, the black guy on Community.
Oh, I thought you were thinking Danny Glover. Oh my God, that's totally different. Is Donald Glover related to Danny Glover? Do you know?
I don't think so. But, yeah, I don't think so. But
is he the like, Abed? Or Abed?
No, he's Troy.
Oh, Troy.
Yeah, okay. Troy. And Abed's not black, dude.
I know. That was retarded. Abed's just my favorite character. We're like halfway through season one now. We love it. We're watching it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a great damn show, man.
I'm actually surprised at how good it was. I'm like, wow, how have I not been watching this whole time? Like,
have you seen the Modern Warfare episode yet?
No.
Oh, that's easily the best.
Like, Abed is probably the funniest character on TV right now. I'd maybe even put him above Ron Swanson.
Yeah, he's brilliant, man. He's a great actor, too. Once he starts getting into... He puts on different characters throughout the series. Like he'll act different ways. You know, yeah. In the D&D episode, he does like a troll and stuff. And
really?
Yeah, he's a brilliant actor, man.
And is he the same guy that's in Weeds?
No, Weeds.
Yeah, the brown dealer guy in Weeds.
The brown dealer guy.
What? I can't say brown.
I don't know. It sounds funny. but no, that's not him.
Okay.
No, it's definitely not him.
And so
those guys don't even
this...
look anything alike.
Wow, I'm a racist asshole. Apparently,
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure he works at the convenience store down the street from me too. It's not the same guy. You sure?
No, that guy's Ahmed.
Okay. So anyway, but so he's in Childish Gambino as well.
Childish Gambino.
Gambino.
Yeah. Well, that's him. That's his alias for his hip hop career. And, yeah, I dig a lot of his stuff. Some of his stuff is okay. He's got this one song called Freaks and Geeks, and all he does is rap.
Yeah.
And after a while, his voice kind of gets annoying. You know, it just, I don't know, his flow kind of, I don't know, gets a little old after a while.
Yeah.
But when he actually sings, he's a really good singer, man. And
nice.
When he actually sings and stuff, it's pretty cool.
Wicked.
So, yeah, I thought I'd throw him on.
Awesome. Well, let's get right down to it and finish this idea we started a while ago.
The part two.
Part two of Bulletstorm versus Killzone.
Killzone 3. Well, do you want to start on Killzone 3?
Well, I started on Bulletstorm last time, so why don't you
start
on Bulletstorm?
So we'll go Bulletstorm again. Yeah, I mean, Bulletstorm is Bulletstorm. It's kind of just a fun, simple game, you know? It's... There's not a lot to it. I can't see myself. There's definitely no way that type of FPS, that style of FPS, could be transferred into cooperative multiplayer.
Well, you mean
that's
competitive.
Competitive multiplayer. Yeah,
yeah,
not cooperative.
Right.
And that's what kind of I find it funny, that it keeps comparing itself to COD. And a lot of times that me and you talk, COD got brought up a lot in Black Ops. And I get kind of confused because they're nowhere near the same game.
It's not the same game at all, no.
At all. So I don't even know why they're being compared. Like, the huge part of Call of Duty series is the multiplayer. And there is no multiplayer in Bulletstorm, so it seems kind of ridiculous that people keep comparing the two or putting them in the same category. But going past that, yeah, it's vulgar, it's over the top, and it's super exciting.
Yeah,
and I had a lot of fun, but you know,
you're not going to replay the levels.
I'm not going to replay it. I'm not going to go back
for high
and,
scores.
No, I can't see myself doing that. You know, I still have more fun playing multiplayer Call of Duty.
Yeah,
I can't believe. You know, I don't know. I find myself having more fun in a competitive arena.
Yeah, no, I understand.
You know, and I don't know. There's still a competitive elements to it. Like you can still compete for highest score and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just not the same. I'm not a huge fan of those.
Well, it highlights too something we were talking about last week, which is the differences in types of gamers. There's gamers that want to play something new every 2 weeks, and then there's guys that want to get really good at one game, right? Like it's hard to say that I'm the hardcore gamer when you could destroy me at Call of Duty, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because we
had this idea for where we were going to review video games, and it was called Cash and Core, and one guy was going to come at it from the casual gamer point of view, and the other one was going to come at it from the hardcore gamer point of view, but we couldn't really decide who was the casual gamer and who was the hardcore gamer, because Derek plays a lot of video games, but I tend to play one video game a lot longer.
Right.
So which one is more hardcore?
I know, yeah. We had to like, we were like trying to, so Joel's like, so clearly I'm the hardcore one. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm the one that plays all the games. You're like, no, but I play one game really well. So
yeah.
I'm the hardcore guy. Then I'd be like, well, I'm not exactly a casual gamer. So it really turned out that casual didn't apply to either of us.
It's
like trying to decide who is cash and who is
core. It's
kind
of the death of that idea.
It's a good thing it never really panned out. But anyways, yeah, we shouldn't get too far away from Bulletstorm. But
no,
it
yeah,
is we'll interesting. Like you alternate too. You'll be the guy that's got to play something new every week for a couple months, and then you'll get something like Black Ops, and you'll be so focused for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And then you get bored of it, and then you start venturing around again, so...
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man.
But when he gets into one of his games, it's impossible to get this fucker to play anything else.
Well, it's funny because this week my Xbox Live Gold membership ran out.
Oh no!
And I didn't renew it, and for a couple of days I just couldn't even bring myself to turning on my Xbox, even to play a single player game. For some reason, in my fucked up mind, it just wasn't as cool.
That's funny.
I have no idea why, man. What is with me in this whole...
Especially since you can log on and you can still see all your friends and talk to them and party with them.
No, you can't party up with them, dude.
Oh, you can't?
If you don't... that's what I discovered this weekend, is that if you don't have a gold membership, you cannot talk to your friends. You can see them online, you can text them, but you can't get in a party with them and chat with them.
Huh.
Which was super annoying to me.
Right.
But, okay, back to Bulletstorm.
Like, this is our Bulletstorm review, so we've discussed everything but Bulletstorm.
Overall, I had a blast. It's not a lasting game for me. The story, I thought, for me, was perfect. For a video game, like, you thought it was stupid and simple and had all these weird turning points and character motivations that didn't make sense. But for me, I didn't care.
Yeah,
you know, like I could care less. Like, just the fact that it was so over the top is what I loved about it.
Yeah, I stopped caring too. I like that was kind of the point of my review. Is I was like halfway through the story, I just stopped giving a shit about it because it was so stupid.
Yeah,
but it didn't matter because the eye candy in action was so awesome. The eye candy, especially,
and for me,
game,
that's all that matters really in a video game. You know, like I really don't like long cinematics or drawn out convoluted stories. You know, I just would rather have something simple laid out. Okay, princess got kidnapped by Bowser, go save her.
Yeah.
You know, go
classic plot. Works every time,
you know. So but yeah, that's my I didn't get into any kind of co-op or anything like that because I borrowed the game off you, and you need a code in order to play online, and you had already used that code. So, and I wasn't about to pay $10 to get another one. So,
which I found out too by reading the back of my Dragon Age 2 box closely, which also had an online code just to be able to put your profile online. Like, there's no online multiplayer. It's just like to be able to share your stats with your friends, you need an online code. It's so
wow.
Every game's going that way, man. Every single game. But then I read something something carefully on it, it expires a year from now.
What? What?
Yeah. How about that? So if that game sits on the shelf for a year, or gets buried in some box in the back, some kid's going to get it. It's like, oh, now I have to pay an extra $10 on my brand new game that I just bought. Yeah, it expires 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Or it might have been 2 years. It maybe said 2013.
Why it ever expires? Yeah. Why does it expire?
Why does it expire? Exactly. That's unbelievable. So anyway, so your final review of Bulletstorm would be good rental, not worth buying.
For me, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to play it through. I get to take it home tonight, right?
Yeah. You could take it home. Yeah, nice. I'm done with it. Wait, for sure.
Dude. Oh, I've been dying to play that game again. I've been wanting to play. So, anyways, on to Killzone 3 then, I guess. I didn't disagree with anything you had to say about Killzone 3. I didn't think it was anything exceptional at all. Just it's unbelievable actually how rehashed every idea was. Like every weapon you've played, you've seen before.
Yeah.
Every action sequence, which I don't think you saw a lot of because you focus more on multiplayer than I did. I focused on the single player. But even later in the game, as you go through the action sequence, all the vehicle riding stuff or shooting from a helicopter, it's been done. It's been done in Call of Duty.
It's been done a million times.
It's been done in Gears of War.
And just the fact that the first two levels, you're just running through with your buddy, which you always do. And then the third level, it's always the third level where you get your vehicle, your first vehicle.
It was so formulaic, you're right. And the art, I think the artist should be very proud of how gorgeous each individual frame looked. If you paused the game, it looked fantastic, but they did so little with the graphics and the environment. It was, especially after having just played Bulletstorm, which had these huge dinosaurs. Everybody loves my dinosaur impression, so I'll do it again. Dinosaurs going raw and like hitting things, right? Like, and yeah, so like it was such an impressive eye candy game, and then to get into Killzone, but they were going realistic, right? So it's hard
to say.
Did
you have any slowdown?
No slowdown.
No slowdown,
I didn't
see
that. Yeah, maybe our PlayStation's different. I don't know.
Maybe it's just wearing out. It's pretty old. It's one of the first gens, man.
It's one of the things. So is mine, though. Mine's first gen, and I also thought about the fact that I have never bought another PlayStation controller, and I'm on about my sixth 360 controller. Like, the hardware in 360 is junk, man.
Yeah, it's definitely
even the joysticks.
Not good.
Like, I can't believe I'm on my fifth. Well, but I play my 360.
You go through
10
joysticks,
times more.
Really? I don't really go through joysticks. Yeah, oh, you get that wavering a lot, don't you?
They start to just hang off to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. And,
I switch it up a lot, eh? I don't use just one controller. I'm always got one, and then I got my charger there for the quick load when I'm in the middle of a game and battery runs out. Just
wow, so you are the hardcore gamer,
dude.
I suppose.
I don't fuck around.
You're ready for controller switches. I'm certainly not. I just plug my shit in and keep using the same one. So anyways, so back to Killzone. The story was awesome, except for the fact that you're kind of the bad guy.
Yeah,
is weird.
Why are you considered the good guy, though? Okay. I wonder why.
I know.
Let's analyze this for a second.
Yeah, there's a bunch of you. Just for those that don't know, you kind of oppressed the Helgen Nation in the past, which caused them to get really angry at you, and then rise up and form a military force and fight back. And now you're just trying to stop them from, you know, they're being very dictatorship now that they have a military force. They are being dicks.
Yeah.
But the reason they're dicks is because you totally oppressed them and killed their people.
In the first place,
In the first place, right? So if only the ISA had sold the Helgen weapons 10 years before it all happened, we'd have almost a direct parallel to what's going on in the Middle East. But yeah, so you're kind of the bad guys in this situation. It's weird, but the Helgen people have got Nazi-like symbols and Nazi-like uniforms and
Nazi-like
flags with Nazi-like symbols on those flags. So clearly they're the bad guys because... It made me realize, I wrote this in my review too that people can read. Like it made me realize you could have a Care Bear that's dressed in a princess outfit handing out candy to sick children. But if that Care Bear had a swastika on its chest,
put some Nazi shit on that.
That's
thing.
An evil fucking Care Bear, man. Like no one's buying the Auschwitz doll. No one's lining up to buy the Auschwitz Care Bear, let me tell you. No one's lining up to buy the Auschwitz anything, actually. But
Well, you know what, dude? I actually see a lot of Nazi symbols in Black Ops, guys using it as their avatar.
Yeah.
It's amazing how offensive I find it. Like, anytime I see that, he's usually the only guy I want to kill. Because it's just like, why, dude? Are you just trying to be offensive just because you think it's radical? Or do you actually believe in those ideals?
This is really funny that you bring it up, and it is for sure to be radical, I think, most likely, because I have a Marilyn Manson t-shirt that I bought at a concert that is all Nazi imagery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got the Iron Eagle and, like, not swastikas, it didn't go that far.
Yeah.
But it looks like a Nazi t-shirt, but it says Marilyn Manson at the top, because clearly Manson's going for the shock value on that one, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
I wore it for the first time to the club last week. Every single person I talked to stared at my shirt for the first 5 seconds they talked to me, and I was so uncomfortable. I was like, this was a little bit
walking around with like a Boom Headshot shirt when you look like me in public.
Yeah.
Wow, the stares I used to get, man. Like, I was psychotic.
I never wear my Boom Headshot shirt.
It's a pretty threatening shirt.
I see people looking at me, and I feel like I have to explain, no, it's a video game thing. It's a video game thing, and they'll be like, okay, and, you know. But anyways, so Killzone. This is like the worst reviews of a game all time.
Love going off on tangents.
But so Killzone, what else can I say about the multiplayer? Let's talk about that quickly. Again, not very full of innovation. You know?
No, not really. Just pulled a lot of shit from other games, man.
Great graphics. And I'll say this about the whole game, multiplayer and single player. The sound, unbelievable. Like, the fact that, you were like, there's no great grenade indicator. Man, the grenade indicator is that sound, that beep.
You have stereo surround sound, man.
Exactly.
I don't.
When you got surround sound, that's better than any indicator, because you're like, oh, shit, that grenade's right there, and you run. Like,
yeah, I got to get surround sound.
Yeah, or just a headphones even. It's really important. And, so playing the multiplayer was actually quite cool because of that. Because when the bullets wing by your head, you hear like this thing going by your head and stuff.
Really,
like, I would say best sound I've ever played in a video game. Actually, yeah,
nice,
yeah,
nice.
Like really, really phenomenal. So, they get it for that. So, and you know, if you're not playing any other FPS right now, you can't go wrong.
And you only own a PS3.
And you only own a PS3. I mean, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong getting it. So, I mean, it. But if you play a lot of games, you've played this game 100 times.
Like, yeah.
No innovation.
Nothing new at all.
And, other than in the multiplayer, there were little cinematic sequences acted out by the people in the game. So you'd see, like, your gamer tag over the head of one of the people in the cinematics. And that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, it was all right.
But that barely cuts it. Oh yeah, and there's the brutal melee kills, which, you know, stick your thumbs in guys' eyes. It was cool, but again, not enough.
Yeah.
So my review, Bulletstorm, better than Killzone for sure.
Yeah, I'd go over Bulletstorm as well. If you had a choice between the two, I would definitely pick up Bulletstorm over Killzone 3 for sure.
Now that it's been like 3 weeks since they came out and two other games have come out since, it's like,
well, not everyone buys the games on the week they come out. No one is as crazy as us, man.
Dude,
come
I
on.
Buy them on the hour they come out.
You lining up for that shit.
Yeah, 10 o'clock in the AM, Tuesday mornings.
Calling EB. Hey, is it in? Is it in?
It's not EB anymore, man. Best Buy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Reward Zone program is unbelievable. I got my last game for free because I had $55 in Reward Zone points.
Nice.
You get a dollar for every $10 you spend there.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know.
So last podcast, I mentioned how the 2011 looked kind of bleak in terms of video games in coming from my perspective. And after going back and reviewing that, man, there is actually a lot of games, man.
Yeah.
Coming out that I'm really excited about, especially after GDC last weekend. Was it last weekend? I think it was last weekend.
I don't know.
Game Developers Conference. A lot of exciting news came out of that. Like, Infamous 2 is going to be, there's going to be user-generated content and levels.
I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand either, but from the sounds of it, it's just going to be infinite things to do in, like, that game now.
I wonder if it'll just be like checkpoints to hit on a race on a map on the map.
I don't know. No, you can, there's actually a generator, like you're creating buildings and stuff like that, and it's really user friendly.
Wow.
From what I heard as well.
Well, it's amazing, right? Because it's not like these developers develop this shit from scratch anyway. So when you get these awesome theater mode games like in Black Ops that, you know, you love the Black Ops theater mode and all that, and you get these level creating tools in like little big, well, that's how the developers, it's a dumbed down version of the tools
they use. Yeah, exactly.
Right? So the fact that they're focusing on trying to make really user-friendly tools, that's just a good business strategy in general. Like, you're not only going to be able to have user-created content, but you're going to be able to have your developers make their content so easily and friendly.
Yeah. And Battlefield 3. Have you seen how amazing that looks?
Graphics look incredible.
Oh, that's going to be my COD killer for sure, I think. Yeah, it just looks off the charts. If you have not seen any footage of this, go check it out.
Yeah, it looks almost like it. That has
to be PC. We'll put some shit up in our media section.
Yeah, yeah. We have the media section now, so we're going to be posting links. Anytime you hear us talk about something, we're going to post a link to it. We're going to get better about it, too. We haven't put much up there yet, so.
Yeah, well, it just got launched a couple days ago, so yeah, like I said, we'll dive more into it. But
we should also mention as well, thank you everybody for the donations.
We've been getting a lot of donations coming in, and we made our first purchase the other day, which is going to help improve this podcast greatly.
Yeah, we do you want to say what it is?
Yeah, for sure, man. We got an HD PVR, so we're going to be able to start recording and streaming some high definition video game shit.
And can I talk about like the idea of the streaming?
You can talk about whatever you want, man.
Nice, man. Joel came up with this great idea where we're you know, like we get these games the day they come out. You may not be able to check them out, so hey, maybe we'll stream the game for you.
Yeah,
we'll
say, if you want to watch 10 minutes of it and check it out, see how it is, just go watch Derek play a couple minutes of Dragon Age 2.
Yeah, for example, I could put it up tonight. Well, but then I have to play in 720p, which is,
Oh, no, not 720p. That's like playing a PlayStation.
It's like playing a PlayStation, exactly. But when we get new games, we've got the streaming channel. I think we're going to go with live stream, right?
Yeah, we're going to go with live stream. There's a few reasons for that, which, we don't necessarily have to get into. But overall, it's just the best for us. I know it's not the most used streaming software, but...
Charlie Sheen's getting all the attention at Ustream anyway.
Oh, fuck Charlie Sheen, dude. Man, that guy's not as cool as he thinks he is. He's on a cheesy sitcom.
Dude,
like, what you do is not really that cool, man.
Every person following Charlie Sheen on Twitter is doing so to watch the train wreck, not because they think
he's
cool.
I don't know. I think there's a couple people out there that actually think he's pretty damn cool.
95% of the people joining are watching the train wreck. I've seen a lot of polls online. They're like, what do you think of Charlie Sheen? And it's like 90%. He needs help. He's in serious trouble.
I started following him and then I stopped. I think it was yesterday or so. I just, I'm so sick of it. I'm burnt out on it. And everybody else is going to be burnt out on it really soon, too.
Yeah,
I don't know what his plan is, man, but he better start putting it in gear really fucking fast because his train's going down, man.
Well, the shit he's saying, he's making an absolute embarrassment of himself. Like, every time I watch him, I'm like, in 5 years, you're going to be on some Dr. Drew thing going, yeah, I'm really embarrassed of that.
Yo, he's going to be dead in 5 years.
Well,
he's dying, man. Have you watched the latest video? He looks like a saggy piece of, just flesh and bone and
nothing
more.
He kind of looks like a warlock, which is what he keeps claiming to be.
He does, man.
He looks like Ray Slimmons.
Yeah, and the stuff he's putting out isn't good. It's just fucked up shit. It's just a bunch of guys in a room doing a lot of coke.
Yeah.
Is all that is, man.
Well, and last time I saw him, he was drinking.
Was he?
Yeah, but he wouldn't show what the label was because he's like, because you won't pay me. He's like, pay me and I'll show what I'm drinking. And it's like, wow.
Whore.
Unbelievable whore. Like, what, you don't have enough fucking money,
yeah,
Mr. 27 million a year?
Your syndication money isn't, like, enough.
Yeah. Just like, it's unbelievable, man. Like, yeah, he's on.
Okay, stop talking about Charlie
Sheen. Seriously, yeah. So the Ustream idea, we're going to be having all sorts of stuff we're going to stream. Where, you know, we'll stream a game that we're watching once in a while. Maybe even once in a while, Joel and I will just sit in front of a webcam and talk to you for a bit.
Yeah, maybe once in a while, if me and Derek just want to sit and spoon, you can come and tune into that too.
I didn't want to let anybody in on that.
Oh,
level
don't.
Of the
that's just our private time.
Wow,
dude, we could add a private cam. They could pay for that shit. You want to go private?
That might be more profitable than the podcast. We don't know. Might be a good idea.
Oh,
I understand, to get into porn, you got to do gay porn first. If you're a dude,
it's like a qualification that you must, or a initiation that they put you through.
Like, no one just gets to go into straight porn. Apparently.
Hey, buddy. The rookies must pay. You got to be sucking some dick before you get that pussy.
Yeah, it's true. So, hey,
some guys just want it so bad. They're like, yeah, for sure.
We can leave games for a bit. Have you seen Toy Story 3?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite movies last year. It's easily my favorite animated movie of all time, I think. It is brilliant, man.
I can't believe how good the writers are. You're sitting there going, wow, like you've involved, you've put 20 years of toys that were released and written a story specific for the memes and the what went along with all those toys and the way we felt about those toys, and you put them together. It's just, I've seen Toy Story 1 and 2 and I've always been blown away, but there was something about 3 that I was just like, this is the most exceptionally well written story.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
man, was it a lot of dark concepts for children
a
to deal with.
A lot of dark concepts, yeah.
Like, wow, that, like, the, yeah, I don't want to ruin anything about it. You just got to see it. Amazing film. And
another animated movie that I heard is very adult and geared more towards adults is that new Rango movie.
Rango, I don't know anything about
with
that.
Johnny Depp.
Nothing. Don't know.
First of all, the animation looks incredible. Like, yeah, all the character models are so unique. Yeah, I guess a lot of the comedy is just geared towards adults and a lot of adult themes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a great movie, man. I can't wait to check it out.
Huh.
You know that Dead Island trailer?
Yeah.
The Dead Island game?
Yeah.
Supposedly there's not even a family in that game.
So it's like, purely just pulling your emotional strings. Just,
yeah, the trailer really had nothing to do with the game at all, man.
Well done.
I guess so. It got a lot of attention going towards the game, that's for sure. But
we all knew it was just cinematic, so it's like...
Is that going to backfire on them, though? And a lot of people find that out, like, Jesus, this is nothing like that awesome trailer I saw.
Well, it's kind of a spoiler, if there is.
What do you mean? If there is?
Yeah, then you know the daughter's going to turn into a zombie and stuff.
Yeah, you're right, I guess so.
And get thrown out a window.
At some point, yeah, I guess the trailer would have given away pretty much the whole... maybe it just could be in this a setup, you know.
Yeah.
But I heard it's first person, open world. There's different classes. There's like a tank class, and then I don't know what the other classes would be. I just know there's a tank class.
Wow, you've read way more about it than me. That's cool. That sounds awesome. So there's co-op.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, there's gonna be co-op and.
That sounds awesome.
A lot of RPG elements to it.
Wicked.
So yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
I'll quickly mention that I picked up Dragon Age 2 today.
Okay.
Or yesterday.
And is it something I should check out then, or what?
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot we had to talk about this. This is the worst game for Joel Gardner ever made.
Why, dude? They said it was something I should check out if
yeah,
I didn't
no,
like the first one.
As I was playing it, I realized, holy shit, Joel. Okay, I'll just say this. For the first hour I played the game.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes of that, I would say, I was managing characters and reading lore and story.
Oh, no.
And the whole time I'm sitting there going, like wow. Because, like, seriously, you spend a little bit of time leveling up one character, and then it's, like, one fight, and then another character's turn to level up. And then you're like, oh, okay. So I'm still learning the game, right? And I'm learning... If I was to do it again, I wouldn't have had to spend so much time reading and doing
of course,
it.
Yeah.
But the first hour of the game, like, was the least exciting shit of all time. It was all learning, reading, role-playing, building character. And then I spent all
so
this
nothing
time...
nothing that's capturing my attention.
I spent all this time building one character, like, deciding, okay, that's my ranged damage dealer.
Yeah.
And, like, she's going to do all this, and then blah, and then, like, literally 10 minutes into the game, dead. That character.
Oh, man!
I was like, man... Wow, but that's BioWare games, right? They kill off major characters. That's
yeah.
what it's all about. So I've already made some big choices, and it's affected the decision. I was able to import the history from my first game, so it's a new
from Dragon Age 1.
Right, so it's a new character.
Okay.
But I imported the decisions that my original character made that changed the world. So the outcome, so...
Oh, I see. Right. I see what you mean. All
so
right.
if he blew up that building,
yeah,
in this
it's
game,
gone.
The building won't be there. So I
right on.
That.
That's cool, man.
Mass Effect did the same thing. In Mass Effect, you play the same character. You just import your character from the first game on, so... So anyways, we won't talk too much about Dragon Age 2 now because I've only put about an hour and a half into it, but we'll be talking about it more next time.
Coolio! Let's wrap this shit up.
All right, cool.
Get some Childish Gambino going again. Right. You could check out his... There's free download of this shit. Go to iamdonald.com, and you can download the latest EP. I suggest you check it out for anybody that's liking it. And, yeah, I guess we're out of here. This has been Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. Go check out the site at sitmos.net or stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com. And check Derek out on Twitter at Sweet Comedian or his webpage, DerekSweet.com.
And I'm publishing reviews now, too. Video
yeah,
reviews.
Derek's got reviews going now. So for those that want some insider info or want to read up on more of what Derek thought on the latest shit we've been talking about in terms of video games, yeah, check it out. How do they do that? Where would they find that?
CalgaryBeacon.com, or we're going to link to it from our media section too. So just go to the media page and you can find them. And the couple of you that wrote comments, awesome job. I got the editor of that paper wrote me and was all like, hey, you got comments. Like, apparently nobody gets comments.
You got
right?
comments, man.
Nobody gets comments. And he's like, wow, you're like our most popular guy. Because like, two people wrote shit.
Wow.
I think it was Liquid and I can't remember the other guy that did, but they were both guys from the forums. And I was like, oh, nice. So yeah, go there, write comments.
Fake all right,
name,
everybody.
Write 5 or 6.
Yeah, you can check me out at joelgarner.com. I'm going to be revamping my site. I haven't been paying much attention to it lately, but I'm going to put some more time into it here in the future. And I love you, bitches.
Okay, it is.
Swag. 2:30 and we still making progress. Talking on Twitter to see where to go next. 3:30, man, where did the time go? I'm chilling with this Asian chick I met in Chicago. She looked like the social network chick, except for her ass is twice as thick, man. Just wanna bite that shit. Where the fuck did my license went? I must have left it at the other place. I ran a loft downtown with a ton of space. Yeah, we doing stupid shit, have stories when I'm older, but I don't wanna see pictures of us on bulging. Never thought about a year ago. I'm chilling out with the friends at the Super Bowl. Things change like a motherfuck. That's why I wild out, keep the city up. I talk a lot about the girls in my songs, but you are different from the girls in my songs. Stop talking about the girls in my songs. If you don't like it, I can just take